Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? It's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI mentioned in the voice AI space. You work with Vector Solutions, you say? That sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about what Dasha AI offers? I'm curious to learn how you stand out. I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm following you just fine. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. It can be time-consuming and costly. How exactly does Dasha AI's human-level AI tackle these challenges? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to buy rather than casting a wide net and hoping for the best. It saves time and resources. As for keeping conversations engaging, that's where Dasha AI shines. Our AI sounds natural, understands context, and adapts its responses, making interactions feel like talking to a real person. This boosts lead conversion because prospects stay interested and feel heard. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love a good picture of the future question. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd imagine your lead generation would be running like a well-oiled machine. More qualified leads coming in consistently, conversations that feel genuinely human, and a noticeable boost in revenue. Your sales team might even have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, you'd probably see improved customer satisfaction from those natural, engaging interactions. Sounds like a win-win, right? What specific results would you hope to see? What do you mean by more qualified leads coming in consistently, and why is that important to you? Great question. More qualified leads coming in consistently means your AI is connecting with prospects who truly fit your ideal customer profile, people who are ready or close to ready to buy. This is important because it saves your sales team from wasting time on uninterested or unfit leads, letting them focus on closing deals that actually move the needle. Consistency matters too. Steady qualified leads mean predictable growth and less stress about where the next sale will come from. Does that align with your goals? Tell me more about how saving your sales team time and having steady qualified leads impacts your business. Absolutely. Saving your sales team time means they can spend more energy on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals instead of chasing dead ends. That boosts their productivity and morale. Steady qualified leads create a reliable pipeline, so your revenue forecasts become more accurate and growth more predictable. It also reduces the pressure and uncertainty that come with fluctuating lead quality. Overall, it helps your business scale smarter and faster. How does your current lead flow compare to that ideal? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today, well, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like inconsistent lead quality, time-consuming manual outreach, and difficulty keeping prospects engaged long enough to convert. Sometimes scaling those efforts without losing the personal touch is tricky too. Does any of that sound familiar in your current setup? What's the biggest hurdle you're facing right now? What are all the ways inconsistent lead quality, time-consuming manual outreach, and difficulty keeping prospects engaged are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Inconsistent lead quality can mean wasted time and resources chasing prospects who aren't a good fit, which slows down sales cycles and lowers conversion rates. Time-consuming manual outreach drains your team's energy and limits how many leads you can realistically contact. Difficulty keeping prospects engaged often leads to lost opportunities because people lose interest or feel like they're talking to a robot, not a real person. Altogether, these issues can stall growth, frustrate your sales team, and impact your bottom line. Does that hit the mark for your experience? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues stall growth and frustrate your sales team? Absolutely. When lead quality is inconsistent, your sales team spends a lot of time chasing dead ends, which can be really demoralizing. It feels like running in place without making progress. that frustration can lower motivation and even increase turnover. Meanwhile, manual outreach eats up hours that could be spent closing deals or strategizing. And if prospects aren't engaged, your team faces more objections and fewer wins, which slows overall growth. It's like trying to fill a leaky bucket. Effort goes in, but results don't keep up. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?